This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster with me, Samantha Bain.
This is why you don't do the intros often, because you sound so angry. You sounded cross then.
Oh,
you
I went, was smiling. Oh,
you know, welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Okay, no, I'll do it friendly.
Won't go magic for
me. Oh, hello.
That's nice.
And welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster.
That's the kids' version.
The podcast with me, Samantha Baines, and him, Tom Price.
Hello and welcome. How are you? So, Sam, here we are then. My Mate Bought a Toaster, episode, I don't know, 3004 or something like that?
Sure.
And we've got a brilliant guest today. I'm very excited about this. Delighted to welcome radio presenter and dog walker extraordinaire. The main reason I know you, Kate, is because of dog walking. To be fair, that's how we've really connected. Is that
yeah.
Can we connect these
Pleasure
days?
To be here, guys.
Kate Lawler, off of Virgin Radio, hello.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Are you feeling happy and comfortable about us just rifling through your Amazon shopping listery?
Not really.
Okay, good.
But let's do it.
Okay. Have you been and had a look at all?
The last time I went through my Amazon history was to try and find an item I bought years ago, but that was months ago.
Right.
And the last thing I remember buying off Amazon was a waterproof jumpsuit for my dog, Shirley.
A waterproof jumpsuit?
That's the last item I remember buying, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Called Cozy Pet.
A waterproof suit for your dog.
Yeah, walking suit, trouser suit for the park. It's very Studio 54.
Yeah, couldn't just stick her in a bag or something?
Because, no.
Do you know what I mean? They are
it's for her to run around and get as muddy as she can and just take that off, whip that off, and all I need to wash is her paws.
And is that a pleasure then when you take the thing off?
Oh,
is it
great.
Like why the dog's clean as a whistle?
Exactly.
All right, okay, good. Very, very well thought through. All right, well, let's go back to the beginning of the Kate Lawler story, certainly on Amazon.
You're going to rewind the very first purchase.
Oh, mate.
Doesn't that take a long time?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
We won't go through each individual purchase.
It takes a long time.
We'll avoid some of them.
There's a few things we might skip over, but one thing we're not going to skip over is your first ever purchase. We have to do that. So the first thing you ever bought on Amazon in 2005, right, was...
Quite late.
Office Mac Standard 2004. Oh, year late.
Hang on a minute.
You bought the Mac Office Suite in 2004.
That wasn't my purchase. I never bought that.
According to this, it was.
I bought it.
Do you have no recollection of doing it? I can have a look at the order details if you like. 1 second, I'll just click
through. I don't remember that. So I bought some software for my laptop.
It would seem that way. That seems to be the first thing you bought, yes.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. On Amazon, yeah. You purchased this item on the 18th of October, 2005. That's the first thing you bought. I mean, it's not a good sign, is it?
So boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm really pissed off that it... Sorry, I swore.
Oh, no, there's loads
You're
of
that. Yeah. I'm really pissed off that it wasn't something more exciting. Sorry.
Well, Amazon never gets off to a very exciting start.
It's dull, isn't it?
It's quite dull at the beginning, isn't it, Sam? It's fair to say.
Well, Bernard Smith has given it 5 stars.
Come on, Bernard, let's hear it.
He said it works. What more do you want?
That's always the Apple way, isn't it? That was always their thing where they're like, hey, guys, we're just Apple. It just works. Just works. You will pay a massive premium for
that. I don't even remember putting that on my laptop.
No.
Most of my Amazon purchase history is items that I bought but I haven't yet used.
Well, clearly I also haven't yet remembered buying as well.
It's incredible. That's how memorable it was.
So that was in 2005. Where were you in 2005? What was going on in the Kate Lawler life, please?
I would have been living in Birmingham.
Okay, radioing?
Working on Kerrang. Oh no, 2005. Shit, my memory is gone.
So, Big Brother, that was your big moment, obviously, in 2002. That's when it all started.
Yeah.
Right?
2005, I was living in London. I was DJing. Oh. And I was just starting to travel around the world doing loads of international gigs. So I probably got a new laptop, bought some DJ software. What was the MS Office? Is that what I bought?
Microsoft Office.
Yeah,
is
I
not
really
DJ
needed that. I really needed that for my gigs.
You bought Microsoft, maybe to write about your gigs.
To write my invoices, to send invoices to the promoters. That's what it was.
There you go. You see, we've already given a story to this random thing you bought.
To collect
all that
money I was earning.
Were you like an international superstar DJ? Were you
not quite?
Like Norman Cook, aka Fatboy Slim.
I was a wannabe Norman Cook, Fatboy Slim.
Do you do much DJing like that, where you go off and you stand with the decks and sort of
Not anymore.
Okay.
I miss it. actually. I really did enjoy DJing. Used to play all... do you know where I went loads? Ireland and Lithuania. Big in Lithuania, big in Ireland. Huge. I did so many gigs, those two places. That's where all those invoices went.
So what's Lithuania like? Tell us about DJing. Kate Lawler, DJing in Lithuania.
Lithuania, freezing cold. Mm. The worst denim you've ever seen. Like the people do not, their jeans so ripped, so stonewashed. Ooh. I mean, I'm wearing stonewashed denim today. Mm. But I really enjoyed it. They loved their raves. They loved techno music. So I used to go over there and play, I reckon like three times a year I'd go there.
That's what you were giving them, the kind of the bangers.
Yeah. Blinky Blonky.
Nice, okay, great.
Nosebleed techno. Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
They loved it. They lapped it up.
Okay, so you go... So
that's what it was definitely for. It was for invoicing.
All right, so you'd go and give the double denim weirdos, which is what your words, not mine.
They all look the same. It was like 90% men.
Wow. Technically racist.
No, I mean they were all men, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
They all had French crops and they all wore like stonewashed denim.
Wow, what a thought. There you go. See, this is what happens when you look through your Amazon purchase history.
Cluj. We'd fly to Cluj.
Well, it was very cold outside, so they were all pale. Because there's no sun and they needed to be indoors dancing to get the endorphins flowing and warm up.
Clearly, pale and male and dancing. When you are DJing, this is what I've always wondered, right? Have you ever done this, Sam? Have you ever DJed for a gig?
I have DJed, but I don't really know what I'm doing.
No. Well, no.
Someone gave me a list of tracks that were all the same because it has to be the same like...
BPM.
Yes.
So
someone did that for me. So then people were like, oh, you're doing great mixes. But all I was literally doing was like pulling a slider from one song to the other, just slowly. But so it mixed into it.
How considerate of that person to give you songs all at the same BPM.
Because they asked me and I was like, I can do it, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
But it's amazing to take the credit because that's what you're doing as a DJ. You're standing at the top of the room basically going, yeah, I fucking wrote this. You didn't. You just press play. Do you know what I mean? That's my old man approach to DJing.
You've got to sell it, though.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. So when you stand there, Kate Lawler, were you going, yes, Lithuania, let's go?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Get out.
Oh, no.
What did you just say? No, they'd always give me a mic. I'd never use it because I was always too embarrassed. But I'd always have a drink and I'd always look at the, you know, like you interact. Instead of head down, you'd interact. I'd do some stage dives. That was my thing. I used to just jump off at the end of the night. do you know what? I pride myself on being able to beat match really well. And I used to love mixing. That was my favourite bit, like taking a really long time to mix one track to the next.
Right, right.
Okay. I honestly was such a, like that on the decks. I used to really move. I used to burn thousands of calories DJing. I loved it. I always brought it. But do you know what? Some gigs were shocking. Like one night, I remember in Ireland, you know, Ireland where I always used to go.
Yeah.
Four people turned up.
That's a tricky stage dive at the end. How are you going to stage over that? Okay, guys, get in the queue.
I DJ for 40 minutes. They were like, do you know what? We're going to just sat this off. I'm really sorry.
That's not a stage dive. That's a trust exercise at the end, isn't it? I'm just going to fall onto you.
Wow.
There was no stage diving that night. My mate bought
a... So that's 2005, right? Nothing. 2006, nothing. 2007, nothing. 2008, nothing.
I didn't buy anything for...
10 nothing, 11 three orders. You bought nothing on Amazon for 6 years.
Where did I go?
I don't know.
eBay.
What happened to Laura? Yeah, maybe she hid in an eBay cave.
I reckon that's what I must have done. That's
were those the DJing years? So were you just never awake?
Do you know what? Hang on, 2005 to when? 2011.
11.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
No, because I was, actually, do you know what?
What?
DJing years, Kerrang. Bad relationship, dark times.
Oh.
Yeah, probably I did go into a bit of a dark hole.
Oh, really?
I did enjoy living in Birmingham, but yeah, it's like bad memories of living there.
So where are we by 11, please? Can you shine a light?
Still in Birmingham.
Oh, right.
Still working for Kerrang.
Whoa.
In a relationship that I didn't really want to be in. Okay. Buying a house. I've got a dog at this point. I've adopted another dog. Life's all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't have been on there for five. Why wouldn't I have gone on for five? It's really strange, isn't it, to set up an account?
It is odd. It is odd. It's the first time, it's the longest sort of gap I've ever seen. And what's interesting is you come back in. Big style. In December. She's all over December. So obviously you wait until the back end of 2011.
Black Friday. Was that what I was doing?
Oh, maybe.
Some Black Friday splurge.
No, it's early December. I think Black Friday is November. But yeah, okay. I mean, basically, you get towards Christmas and you go, oh, fuck, Amazon, I know Amazon. And you buy, on the 2nd of December, this is pretty rock and roll. Don't you see this, Sam? This shows what a DJ, what a superstar DJ Kate Lawler is. She buys the Brother All-in-One Wireless Colour Inkjet Printer. Yes!
Christmas present for my Christmas present for my parents.
It's a nice Christmas present.
£98.40. Yeah.
Happy Christmas, Mum and Dad. That's they nice. Asked for it, to be fair. I gave them what they wanted.
Yeah, always the way.
And if they're not happy with it, fuck them.
Well, I think they probably would be. Looks like a good printer, that. It's a lovely printer. Really nice. Is it a nice romantic Christmas moment when your parents unwrap a printer? Is it a bit?
It's not
of a...
all I got them, guys. Oh, right. Okay. It's not all I got them.
All right. 15th of December. What is this? This is a gift. It's a gift order. You bought Mobigo Touch Learning System game and Bakugan. Gundalian Invaders Darak Colossus includes two Bakugan battle gear, one Bakugan, one transformation hub, two ability cards, and one metal gate.
Again, present for my parents.
What is it?
No, I have no idea.
What on earth is
it? I don't remember buying these things.
Good.
That's
God.
Obviously a present for my nephews, because I've got four nephews. They're boys. It sounds like a present.
Oh, yeah, this is a boy's
for a
present.
Kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be,
there could have been a girl's present as well. Let's be woke. It could have been but I don't have nieces. I only have nephews.
This is for the boys, isn't it?
This is definitely for the boys.
You're pleasing the boys, much like the boys in Lithuania. Now you're pleasing the boys in your family. Can I also point something out? This is fucking insane. This is fucking insane what I'm about to point out to you.
How much is?
Yeah, how much has gone up to?
What do you mean, how much what's gone up to?
So you've spent $64.99, right, Sam? Are you seeing this on the Bakugan thing for your nephews?
In 2011, that was how much you spent. If you would like to buy that again today.
How much, Lola? Come on.
Oh, wow. You forget about inflation on Amazon. 100 quid?
£430.91.
Get out of town.
Go to your nephew's house and make sure they still have it and resell
what?
It.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's blown my mind. 400 quid for the same thing that I paid 64 quid.
Find out if your nephews have looked after that shit.
Yeah.
Because that has become mass. That's like gold. You bought your nephews Bitcoin, essentially.
Yeah. It's free delivery, though.
Do you reckon if they sold that now, they'd get somewhere, something like that for it, or not?
They'd probably get a flat in Birmingham if they could sell that now.
I can't believe how expensive that is. It's blown my mind.
Surely secondhand you'd get like £200 for it.
That's extraordinary.
I know for a fact that they've sold that. My twin sister's partial to a car boot on a Sunday. I bet you they've sold that for 50 pence at a car boot.
Tell her though, this will be
morons.
Great. This will sting her.
I know.
When you tell her that
I'm going to ask her later on if she's still got it.
Yeah. All right, so 2011, you're still in Birmingham. Should we crash on to 2012, everybody? Here we go, 2012. Lots of interesting things here. I mean, let's go straight to this, shall we? August 2012, the summer of sport, of course, and Kate Lawler's bought Silverline Garden String.
What? Why are you picking out stuff I don't remember buying?
Why do you keep buying stuff?
What's silver-lined garden string?
It's string for the garden. It's that sort of, I don't know what I call it, silver-lined. It's like that green twine stuff that you use in the garden. If you've got a garden in 2012.
What would I need that for? I hate gardening. I'm never out in my garden. We actually got a gardener to landscape our garden for us when we moved into this house in Birmingham because I didn't want to do it myself. I was like, look, mate, can you just do whatever you need? Maybe he said, I need some silver-lined garden string, and I bought it from off Amazon.
Maybe.
Well, if anyone's wondering what you can use it for, it's an essential product for every horticulturalist, florist, craft person. It's crafted from natural jute, rust, strong vegetable fibre, which is naturally biodegradable, making it kind to the environment.
So you can eat the string.
Silverline's garden string is ideal for binding vines and tomatoes, creepers and climbers to stakes and structures.
Samantha Baines there with the story of string.
I reckon I was sharing my account with somebody because I don't remember buying
that. Well, here's something else you bought. Maybe this was being shared as well. I doubt it very much. 9th of February 2012, as you go towards Valentine's Day. Who are you with at this point? Because you bought, to my wonderful boyfriend, me to you, Tatty, Teddy Valentine's card.
Oh, what a weapon.
What a weapon.
I bought a Valentine's Day card from Amazon. How lazy am I?
I mean, that's got
to
be...
What the fuck was wrong with Clinton's?
That's
why can't I just walk down the high street?
The back end of a relationship there. That was at the beginning of a relationship in 2012.
Yeah, it was the back end.
It was the back end.
We broke up in 2013.
There you go.
I would have made the trip to Paper Chase had it been the beginning. Wow. I bought a Valentine's Day card. Yeah, that's laziness.
It's pretty ugly too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Shame on me.
It's got a grey bear on it.
Oh dear. It's like an age. A grey bear is a sort of ultimate symbol of aged love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it me to you?
What were those bears called? Was it me to you?
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe it was a Valentine's Day card for my dog. Are you sure it's, what does it say on it?
to no, a wonderful my... boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Still, I mean, it could be a dog, unless your dogs are girls, I suppose. other things you bought in 2012, Dexter, series 3 and 4, very nice.
I loved Dexter.
Yeah, and season 5 in March. God, you smashed through those. You were very underemployed in March. You bought 3 series of it in about 2 weeks.
So hang on, what did I buy on Amazon Prime? What am I buying it on? DVD?
Can I just point out, it's quite sinister that you watched 3 box sets of Dexter and then bought some string. Someone's making a kill room.
Also, a carbon monoxide alarm.
See?
Always, hey, everyone's got a carbon monoxide alarm, right?
Sure.
Better to be safe than sorry.
I would say it's one of the things that has popped up the most on this podcast.
I actually tested my carbon monoxide alarm yesterday.
And let us know what happened.
It said, move to another room.
What do you mean?
Oh,
well, that's what it does, isn't it, when you test it? Oh. So I pressed test and then it beeps red going move to another room. But that's just, that's not it telling you to do that. That's just showing you that it works, right?
No, it's saying there's carbon monoxide in this room, move to another room.
Why? No, but when you press test, that's what it does to show you.
Right.
Oh.
Surely that's just saying this works. Or should I?
I've never read the thing under the light. I just press it and the light flashes and I'm like, it works.
Yeah.
So my little carbon, it's this big, and I pressed test, and then the red light flashed, and it said move to another room, and I was like, oh, great, it's working.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Did you feel a bit sleepy at the time?
No, it's if that just constantly flashes, right? That's when you need to move.
What? No?
Yeah.
Mine constantly flashes, I'm not even joking. It does a little flash all the time.
You need to move to another room.
You need to check that.
I need to open a window. I am quite sleepy.
Don't open a window. You need to check the source of
it. It shouldn't be flashing.
It's right by the boiler. No, it does a little red flash. Okay, like this. Good. Flash.
Or like I'm still working.
Flash. Exactly. It's like me.
Oh, but that often.
Me at a Christmas party. Still here.
You shouldn't be flashing at Christmas parties.
Yes. Let's go back to August 2012, before you bought the string. You've got to have a quick stop off here, Samantha Baines. Look at this. Kate Lawler has spent £25 on a seashore nautical toilet brush and holder, and the nautical seaside toilet roll holder. Lovely seaside theme for your bog.
I remember that.
Come on.
We converted the underneath, underneath the stairs, we were like, let's make that into a little toilet.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, I really want a nautical themed bog, because we'd been to my mate's parents' house in Wales the week before and their whole house was nautical themed. And I was like, this is brilliant. Yeah. And I got some really shoddy, shit, tacky, nautical paraphernalia off Amazon. I mean, the toilet brush. Mm. It was one of those, you know, like the snow globes where you do it upside down. The toilet brush was right. If you did that, there's like little shells.
Why would you ever tip a toilet brush upside down?
Is
when
it glitter?
I bought it, you could do that. And then afterwards, I never did.
No.
That toilet was so awful.
I can sometimes gag if I think about the idea of a toilet brush long enough. It can actually make me gag. It's so gross. Also, I like the idea of a seaside theme to a toilet. That works quite well.
But it just didn't work with the rest of the house. Like, you either have your whole house, like they lived by the sea, and their whole house had this nautical vibe, and it was lovely. Then I just did my random, downstairs loo like it, and then everywhere else was totally different.
That could work if your seaside home is next to a sewage outlet into the sea, because then it's quite a good place. It's quite a good theme for your understairs toilet.
Well, I hate toilet brushes.
Yeah, they're gross. Do you ever use them? I just sort of...
Yeah.
I just walk away. Hope for the
best. That's disgusting.
No, because it takes...
That's why I use them all the time, because my boyfriend does the same. He walks away and I go, don't worry, I'll just clean your shit from the pan.
Do you know what it's called? Shit and run. It's what happens.
Vile.
It's what they do. They do a shit
and run.
What
about that guy that went on Dragon's Den who pitched the toilet, the new... Like, he was like, no one likes using toilet roll holders, so I've come up with a new... Oh, it was awful.
What? And what did it... What happened?
Yeah, but it was in the loo and it was... Weird. It was thing because you still had to touch it, and Deborah Meaden was not happy.
Can we have some reviews of the toilet holders, Sam? What's going on there?
It's only had the toilet holder only had one review, which said it had shoddy fixtures.
Okay. Did it? Mine broke.
The toilet.
Oh, well, let's put that. Can we write a review on behalf of Kate Lawler?
Well, it's currently unavailable.
No wonder it's so awful.
Yeah.
But the toilet brush has 17 reviews.
Take us through your toilet brush.
3.5 stars. It's pretty but not useful, says Chatterbox.
Pretty toilet brush. It's pretty a pretty toilet brush.
Got to say, the bristles were a little bit soft. They weren't hard enough.
This is exactly what she said. It's not strong enough for the actual purpose.
Yeah. It was more of a decoration.
Well, can we do a review from Kate Lawler on here, Sam, saying maybe I have a firm stool, but the bristles were not up to the job of my jobs.
Happy with that?
I do not accept that.
Okay. Well, what would you like to say on your behalf on the internet about your toilet brush? What are you comfortable with us?
Go on then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, good.
Review it for me.
So
how many stars?
5.
Okay.
But even though the bristles were soft.
Do you know what? It never bothered. I never really used it because. Okay.
Well, because like you're doing Tom a shit and run as well.
No, I do phantom poos. When I do a poo, you don't even know that I've been because it's just like they just. Like you don't need to use a toilet brush.
Just gone.
Firm stools. Are you really writing a review from me?
Of course. That's what we do
so
on the show.
So far I've written, I never used it because it was so pretty and I mainly do phantom poos.
Brilliant. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Submit.
And then could you put from stars. Kate Lawler, Virgin Radio, 4 till 7 every day.
No, yeah? Please.
Great. Cool, thank you.
It's KTL.
That's fine.
KTL, no one will know. But no one will know. What we like to do is listeners to this podcast will now be listening to this. And do you know what? While they're listening, they'll jump on their Amazon and they'll go and find the review and they'll have a little lull to themselves.
KTL.
Title, I'm going to go So Pretty in capitals.
Yeah, So Pretty.
Perfect.
So Pretty, Toilet Less Shitty. You know what I mean?
So Pretty, Toilet Less Shitty.
That's
perfect.
Swearing. Can you swear on Amazon?
Well, just do some asterisks.
SH1.
Classic.
SH1. Yeah. TT. Wow. Perfect.
Exclamation mark.
Done it.
First Amazon review. Done.
Title, So Pretty, Toilet Less Shitty with a 1. I've never used it because it was so pretty and I mainly do phantom poos.
Perfect. I couldn't have written it better myself.
Submit.
Great. Love that.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, what a day.
Hello, I'm Chris England and I'm here to tell you about the Fun Factory podcast, available now on Great Big Owl. Each time, I will be reading a couple of chapters of my novel, The Fun Factory, a historical comedy about the history of comedy. So it will kind of be like a free audiobook, which you can listen to at the gym, or jogging, or at your desk while pretending to do your job, or on the train without the embarrassment of people seeing you actually reading a book like some kind of SWAT.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Yeah. Where we're going, we'll be showing that we listen to toast. Cause these lovely ass people gonna talk to the host.
He's gonna ask a couple questions.
What they're buying the most, cause one man goddamn just likes a piece of toast.
All right, Kate Lawler then, off of Virgin Radio, joins us on My Mate Bought a Toaster today. We are rattling through your purchase history. Let's crash on through now. I want to bring things a bit more up to date. So we're going to skip a couple of years. Is that okay?
Fine. Do it.
Happy with that? I'm worried that we might miss some gold though, Sam. Do you think we should definitely do it? Should we just do a very quick sort of scan?
Just do a quick scan.
Yeah, we could just do... So we've got things like... What have we got here in 2014?
Peppa Pig, my first laptop.
Oh, yeah.
That, presumably, who the fuck did I buy that for?
Yourself, I'm guessing. You've got to put that Microsoft Word on something. Can you
Peppa
install
Peppa Pig, my first laptop? I reckon one of my mates had a kid and I bought it for the child.
But again, we need to keep a tally of how much this is costing you, so you've got financial sense.
I don't
sense.
Need any more reasons to not have a child.
Fine,
honestly,
okay.
I really
right.
don't. Thank you for the offer.
One. It's all right. Happy to add another one.
Disney Frozen Children's Nightlight in 2014.
That was my nephew Ralphie. I remember him asking for it.
Very nice. January the 10th, 2014, the cool bomb-shaped novelty clock. Great, you've bought a fake bomb here, Kate Lawler.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what that was for.
Here we go.
That was a Secret Santa gift.
In January?
Shit, no, it wasn't. It was a birthday present.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know who for.
Why was it?
It was for some... Do you know what? It was definitely for somebody at Kerrang. And it was somebody who was just a bit of a nerd. And they liked things like that.
Mm. It's not a real bomb.
Do you know what? It was a really amazing clock to look at.
Mm,
right. And they loved it.
Yeah.
Whoever they were, it was either my producer, Fernie, or Johnny Doom.
Oh, yeah, Johnny.
Johnny Doom did the late show.
Is Doom his real
fake
surname?
Fake bomb clock, yeah.
Johnny Boom, that case, isn't it? If you're buying him that.
2015.
Yes.
pH test strips for urine and saliva.
Oh, lovely. Why are you testing your...
yeah, testing my piss. Mm. I remember weeing... I wanted to see whether I was out. So that was a big phase where I was looking at my diet and I wanted to see if I was alkaline enough and like what foods were more alkaline. And I remember doing that.
there was a real craze for this. So the
they were teeny tiny.
There was an actor friend of mine who he does look beautiful, and he tried to convince me that I could look as beautiful as him if I just ate fuckloads of lemons. Because there was this idea that as a human, you could go from alkaline to acidic.
Acidic, that's it.
Horse shit, isn't it?
No.
Go on then. What?
It's right. All of our diets should be more alkaline than acidic. And if your diet's too acidic, it can cause all sorts of health problems, apparently. It's
so
just
do you pee on them?
Yeah. Straight away, pee on it.
So you don't, like, just dip it in the loo? Is it like a pregnancy test?
No, do you know what? I think it was pee in a cup. That was it. Pee in a cup because the strips were really small, and then dip the strip into the cup and then you could see. And do you know what? My diet was pretty healthy. And I still, there were so many, there's thousands in this packet or hundreds. And I still, like, occasionally when I'm clearing out my, like, cosmetics box, I see some of these strips because they just got everywhere and I didn't.
You've now given up, presumably, on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
But my diet's still pretty shocking.
Did you ever test your saliva?
No. Tested my dog's saliva.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And
DNA test. She hated it, but
Is she yours? Have you found out?
She hated it.
Oh, amazing. Look at this. On October the 26th, 2015. Oh, yes. The dog love it. Christmas Santa costume for dog. Come on, you bought a Santa costume.
I remember this.
Tell us
and
all.
He looked incredible. One of my favourite Christmases, seeing Baxter dressed as Father Christmas.
So you've got a Baxter who is a Border Terrier.
Yeah.
He's an absolute stunner.
Yeah,
he's an absolute stunner.
Stunning.
Of a dog.
Alkaline diet.
It's the alkaline diet that does it. That's what it is, you see. You give him lots of chalky food. And you dressed him as Santa.
Yeah, I did. Oh, he hates fancy dress, so he ignored me for a week. But it was worth it to get the photos for the gram. Wow. So, yeah, Santa outfit. And it was one of those where so they look like they're just standing up and it looks like Father Christmas. Mm. Adorable.
What you're saying is it's worth animal suffering
for
your Instagram likes.
Totally.
We've got that on record. Cool. Okay, great. Thanks very much. Got a press release from this show. That's ideal.
November, the nose hair, ear hair and eyebrow trimmer. Series 3000.
Oh, I really needed that, and it works. Look how pristine my face is.
What year
was this?
2015.
Oh, that was for the handsome. That's for my current boyfriend.
Oh, do you call him the handsome?
Yeah,
he is. He's very handsome.
He's
your
ridiculously
boyfriend.
Handsome.
So tell us when you met him, please.
2013.
Oh, was there crossover?
No, there was. I split up with my ex in April, and then I met him in the June. And I was like, by the way, I've just come out of a very long term relationship,
so
this isn't going anywhere. And the next thing, I'm buying him a fucking nose hair trimmer.
Oh, wow,
yes. Love. So yeah, he asked for that, and I think that
when you say he asked for that, you fucking asked for that. What do you mean?
I think we got two by accident, and so we still have one in a box.
What are you talking about? No, don't get the other one out. You got one for each nostril. That's an absolute dream.
Does he have a really hairy nose?
No, he doesn't. He uses it for his eyebrows mainly because they're quite bushy. He's got like grandpa eyebrows. So and I've seen him do his eyebrows. It's amazing how much hair comes off, but it's just enough so it still looks very neat. Yeah. But he does do his ears. He does get hairy ears as well.
And that's going to get worse, you know. How old is he? Is he the same age as you?
No, he's younger. He's my toy boy. He's 35.
Is he? Mm. It gets exponentially worse. This is what happened to me. I didn't have any hair on my shoulders or anything like that until I hit about 35. And suddenly I was like, it's sprouting on me.
Didn't you say before it falls off your head?
It falls off my head, lands on my shoulders and sticks on my shoulders. It's fucking gross. Disgusted by my own body. Bom, bom, mommy. Let's look at 2016 now. And you know what's nice? Because you're shacked up. You're with your guy.
Moved to London in 2016.
And you buy the shit out of stuff.
You go,
well, it's just so much stuff. We've got pocket-sized bristle and nylon brush. We've got some Protein Works Pure Whey Protein Concentrate Powder.
I was ripped in 2016.
You're
I had
still
a
ripped
and everything.
Now. What are you talking about?
I did look a little bit Paula Radcliffe in 2016.
I had a shitting on the side of the road.
I actually did a Paula Radcliffe last month in Amsterdam. I was running the marathon.
Tell me.
I just went to the side of the road. I really needed a pee.
Yeah.
For a long time. And when you're doing the marathon, you don't want to stop because you're like, this is going to take seconds off my time. And I saw this kind of bank that I ran down. So I ran down the bank and I was like, wait here for me with this guy that I was running with. And it was like a forest. And so I ran just a few bits, pulled down my trousers and I went for a wee and I accidentally pooed as well.
Oh my
goodness. And I didn't have any tissue on me. So I wiped my arse with a leaf. But it was fine because I do phantom poos. So there was nothing there anyway. And when I pulled up my trousers, I ran back and I went, can you just make sure that I've got nothing on my bum? And he was like, I promise. And I was like, cool. You tell me if I had shit on my bum. And he was like, promise. I won't have to sort of poo. And he was like,
wow.
Okay. I mean, that's what Paula Radcliffe did. She went for a pee and I think that exact same thing happened to her.
It's a little bonus poo.
Little bonus poo.
Didn't realise that was on the way.
Yeah.
Wow. So you went to Amsterdam to run the marathon, did a shit in the woods, like some kind of bear. Were you dressed as a bear at the time?
No, I went to Amsterdam to run the 8K, and somebody roped me into doing the marathon at the very last minute. So just do the marathon.
Because I saw you on the photo with Chris Evans and all the gang.
And so I said, go on then, I'll do it. And wow, then they managed to change me on the X, you know, when you go the day before to pick up your bib. And the organiser went, can we change her from the 8K to the marathon?
Weren't you nervous?
Yeah, I was shitting myself. I thought I was going to die.
Literally. Quite literally.
I did, didn't I?
That's amazing.
I didn't do too badly then.
What did you do in?
4 hours 52.
It's very good.
Yeah, I know. Considering I didn't train and I went out the night before and the night before in Amsterdam and got completely off my Kajikugo.
I see.
Obviously just drunk. Of course. But I was really hungover on Saturday and a little bit hungover on Sunday. I think that's what got me through it. Wow. Numb the pain.
Yeah. And you had a poo in the woods, which took valuable seconds off your time.
I was so quick. I don't think it was, you know, I was so quick.
How do you cope with that as a man? What's going that? For a wee and then have a poo, because we're sitting happen. Down already.
It doesn't really happen. I've never on my runs. I've had several. I've had several like, oh god, I need to shit myself, and it just sort of goes away after a while. But it's the best cure for constipation. If you're constipated, go for a run because it jiggles it all around and loosens it up. Oh. And when you get home, you're good to go.
It's or just true. Eat prunes.
Or just eat prunes. Yeah, or prue.
Is that your tip? Samantha.
Top tips. Just eat prunes, for God's sake. So again, loads of stuff in 2016. We have got the Smithy's 12-inch party rama wig, short bob with fringe, the pink one, not the one you got on today.
Pink one. Yeah. Oh, that was for Latitude Festival.
Okay.
We all went for my friend's birthday and we all had to wear a different coloured wig. So I bought some wigs.
Great. So much fancy dress.
I own so many wigs, yeah.
It's extraordinary.
As the years have gone on, I've purchased more and more from Amazon. Like each year, if you look at how much I bought each year, it's more and more.
Yeah, you lean on it harder and harder.
I live on it.
Yeah, I know.
I live on it.
This is what we all do now. This is what we do.
Yeah, lazy.
4 self-adhesive reusable silicone gel nipple covers.
Lovely.
Still in my drawer. Haven't used them. Oh. Tried to use them. Couldn't work out what to do. And they were massive as well.
What are they
and
for,
my tits
though?
Aren't massive. To cover your... So I've got quite aggressive nipples. That's what my fiancé says.
Aggressive.
Are they aggressive?
Well, yeah, they're a bit pointy. So like if I wear a t-shirt with no bra, you can really see them. Sometimes I'll put a bra on and a t-shirt and you can still see my nipples. So they're quite pointy.
Wow. It sort of looks like your tits are accusing someone.
Very, you! Very accusing.
Yeah.
So
Madonna, you know, nipples.
To make him happy, because I said to him, do you know what? It's not my fault if my nipples are aggressive looking.
Why is
it's
he not happy
fault
with that?
They're like cigarette butts. They're just nipples. And yeah. You can see them. No one is looking at my nipples, but I will wear a bra and a t-shirt and you can sometimes still see them. So I bought these nipple shields. They're called nipple shields. They shield, they're like skin-coloured stickers that you stick on and then you put your bra on, then you put your top on and then...
Are they for that, though? I thought they were for when you, like, wear a top where your boob might fall out and if you cover your nipple, they don't see your nipple.
That's what they're for, but I have to use them for both because aggressive nipples.
Aggressive nipple syndrome. ANS.
They're really like...
If you've suffered from ANS... Drop us a tweet at ToasterPods.
If anything, mine are sort of timid.
Oh,
really?
Timid nipples.
You've got shy nipples.
Timid nipples.
Oh, Sam.
Like, hello. So you don't even need them. I actually saw a nipple shield outside the Sainsbury's local the other day and I went, look, that's what I wear. It was on the floor. Who loses a nipple shield?
Oh, on the floor.
Aggressive nipples.
Yeah.
The nipple. Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the chicken fillets? Everyone used to call them chicken fillets. La Senza used to sell them. And they were like little implants that you put in your boobs to make your boobs look bigger. Once, I remember when I was about 15 buying them and we were running and I had them in when we were, and I ran for a bus and one of them just fell out in Marks and Spencer's and I just didn't have the courage to pick it up. So I just left it on the floor.
In Marks and Spencer's.
You always used to see them in clubs in the toilets. Yeah. When people had just obviously gone, no, I've had enough of these and taken them out.
They've not worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. My boobs are heavy anyway, so I've never used
You've
a
never
chicken
had to
fillet.
Use them.
I have taken tights off and left them in a club toilet because they had a ladder in them.
I think we've all done that.
Yeah.
Loving this. 24th of November 2016. 24th of December 2016. So we're on Christmas Eve. This arrived. The most vital thing you could buy. Murder at the Manor, 6 to 14 player murder mystery flexi party.
Yay!
Flexi party sounds like a sort of woke way of describing swinging, don't you think?
It does.
I'm off to a flexi party.
Funnily enough, that's what we were doing.
Hey!
No, we weren't. We had a murder mystery evening for New Year's Eve.
And was it good? Because that feel like murder mystery, you'd think, oh, middle aged, sad losers. But actually, I would fucking love it.
It was great. Yeah. I was. Honestly, we thought to us, there was only 8 of us, so should we just have drinks and nibbles around ours? And someone suggested doing a murder mystery. And I thought, well, you've got to have a lot of people for that. But I thought 8 is enough. 8's a good number.
Yeah.
And when it arrived, it gives you cards for each character. So I forwarded everybody their character, and we all went to town. I was Blanche Batters, and my boyfriend was so I was the cook. My boyfriend was the chauffeur. Oh. Fancy dress picture to show you in a minute.
Yeah, here we go.
And when we sat down, so we'd had nibbles, we'd had champagne. We sat down to play. And I wasn't the first person to speak. And the first guy got up and started doing this accent. And I went, oh, wow. are we doing accents? And then everyone just followed suit. And we all started doing this big theatrical performance. Amazing. And it was a really bloody good night. Wow. And I was the only person that guessed who the murderer was.
No way.
Yeah, what was he? He was like in a military costume. But
well,
I don't
no spoilers.
Was.
No spoilers. The colonel. Colonel Mustard.
The colonel. It was the colonel Mustard.
It's always the colonel. It's always the colonel or the butler.
It was the colonel. By that, I'd rate that 5 stars because it was a really good murder mystery
wow.
game.
I mean, should we do that? Should we rate it 5 stars?
Please.
Best flexi party I've ever been
Blanche
to.
Blanche Batters.
Well.
Yeah, but her name was Blanche Batters.
As an actor. Just sounds like work to me.
Yeah, probably for you it would have been.
I'd have to learn my lines.
Blanche Batters, boyfriend was the
amazing
the chauffeur.
I can imagine, Sam, as an actor afterwards, you'd be saying to everyone, how was I? Was I okay?
Yeah.
Did you think?
No, I'd expect applause after every line.
I think if you came to the next murder mystery party we do, it'd be so much better. Because you just like add that pizzazz.
You know what I like about your shopping listery, Kate Lawler?
Go on.
It's just, it feels like you've got a really happy life. Just look at, no, I'm not pissing around. Everything is like, you buy loads of good stuff, you buy loads of costumes, you buy shitloads of stuff for your dogs, you get loads of coffee. It's like
life jackets for the dogs.
Yes.
Life jackets.
We've got the strapless, seamless, push-up, silicone, self-adhesive, reusable, padded, invisible bra.
That's shit, by the way. 0 stars, does not work.
You cannot reuse them.
No.
No.
And
no,
it didn't even stay on my boobs when I put it on.
Well, it's invisible. How would you know? Do you know what I mean? It's invisible. You'll be able to see.
It just didn't stick. The stickiness right. was not sticky enough.
Oh.
Not very sticky. So 0 stars. Wouldn't buy again.
Okay. Ruined the murder mystery evening.
I wore one of them to the Olivier Awards and it stuck on so hard that when I pulled it up, I'd had a few drinks by the time I pulled it off and it was like being waxed on the breast.
You need to tell me where you got that from.
On Amazon.
On Amazon?
It was so good. But you can't reuse it.
No, you can't.
You need to throw it away. Also, where are you going to keep it? It's still sticky.
Amazing.
Don't you just attach them, like stick them to one another? So it's just like,
well, it would never come off. It wouldn't come off my boob. It's not going to come off each other.
God, no wonder your nipples are shy.
I know.
Oh, please stop hurting me.
It was quite uplifting, though.
I've definitely found the best thing so far on Kate Lawler's shopping listery. Go to the 31st of August, 2017. So we've talked about flexi parties so far. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's something you're into here because you've spent £381 on the Lazy Spa Vegas hot tub, the Clearwater Lazy Spa chemical starter kit, the Best Way Lazy Spa floor protector, and that has been purchased for
Alison Hammond. Alison Hammond rung me and went, Babs, I really want a hot tub, but I haven't got Amazon. Do you reckon you could get me one by the weekend? I went, yes, I can, because I have an Amazon account. What's your address? Transfer me the money. And then I sent it to her.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And she transferred me the money that day, and the purchase was done. She couldn't believe how efficient Amazon shopping was.
So Babs, does Alison Hammond now have an Amazon account?
No.
Oh.
But she was having a party that weekend and she really wanted a hot tub for her garden. She said, I haven't got one. I went, why have you called me? Of all the people you know in your life, why have you called me? You just seem like you're clued up with that sort of shit. All right, hun. Bought it for her. Some guy came round, installed it, and she had a lovely time.
You bought Alison. Forget my mate bought a toaster. I bought an inflatable hot tub for my mate Alison Hammond. No. That is what this podcast is now rechristened.
And then, like a few months later, I said, what month was that?
August.
I think the year after then, we were having a little reunion, a Big Brother reunion. It was me, Alison, PJ and Johnny from Big Brother 3. And we had a little reunion in Birmingham. And she said, we'll all go back to mine afterwards and have a party in the hot tub. We never did. It just didn't happen.
Good.
But I feel like,
flexi,
you know,
party.
As somebody who purchased that, it's only right that I spend a few hours in it.
Yeah.
So we now know, thanks to this podcast, that Alison Hammond has got an inflatable hot tub. That is absolute dynamite.
Which has broken, because she's rung me and went, Babs, I need to get this fixed. It's broken. Is there a guarantee? And I sent her everything. So. I
mean, the idea that you've become some sort of hot tub support line. Yeah. In Kate Lawler. Brilliant. All right. Okay. Let's.
It's got great reviews.
Yeah. Let's hear some reviews,
please.
Oh, it's
great.
5 stars. Great, cheaper alternative to a real spa.
Great.
Wasn't expecting it to be as good as it is. Keys for bubbles. Really amazing.
Wasn't bubbles in Big Brother as well?
Yeah.
was.
Just to say, we've skipped now to the last 6 months because we're nearly done. We've got some absolute gold out of you, Kate Lawler.
We have to talk about the Nutribullet, surely.
The Nutribullet. Everyone gets a Nutribullet. Everyone loves a Nutribullet.
But what happened with your Nutribullet?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Bad time.
Come on.
Okay, so I was really hungover. Mm-hmm. And I was probably still drunk, if I'm honest with you. And I went and made a juice because I thought spinach, blueberries, strawberries and raspberries would make me feel better. Yeah. And I made the juice, but I was kind of documenting how shit my morning was going. How shit my morning was going on stories. So it's like talking to the camera, not focusing. And my friend says to me, if you watch the stories, you see the moment where you actually drop the spoon in the Nutribullet. You drop it
you
in.
You dropped a spoon in a Nutribullet.
Yeah, but I forgot because it's all, it looks brown when you mix all those things together. So I gave it a stir. That was it, right? So I made the juice. I gave it a stir. And then because it just was a bit, it just wasn't like, what was the word?
Going
what's the word
around,
I'm looking?
Blending.
So blending. It hadn't blended enough. So I gave it a little stir. And then I took my hand out. I went, brilliant. I've got juice all over my hand. So I went and washed my hand. And when I went back to the juice, I didn't see the spoon in there. So I put the lid on, press go. And within a second, it exploded. And the spoon looked like Uri Geller had just bent it. And there was juice all over my kitchen, the ceiling, my fucking onesie, my favourite unicorn onesie. It was everywhere. And it took a couple of seconds. There was plastic in my eyepiece. I went down to my neighbour and she said, I thought when I opened the door to you that one of your dogs had shit on you. So bad.
It's one of the funniest Instagram stories I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
I looked, but that Nutribullet that I bought there wasn't for me. What? That was for my nephew. That was my nephew Stanley. He wanted to start. We babysat him and I made him a juice in the morning. And the next day my sister went, Stanley's asking for a Nutribullet because we made him a shake and he really wants to start juicing and stuff. So I bought him for his birthday in July.
And then you broke it?
No. I broke my own.
Oh, right.
But luckily, I had extra cups. And Nutribullet, after that, they saw it and they went, can we send you a new one?
Oh,
that's very
what?
Sweet of them. Yes. Yeah. So they sent me a new top-of-the-range Nutribullet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, did they also send you blendable spoons? Just in case.
Spoons, you know, made of banana.
Every time I press go now, it scarred me for life. Every time I hold that cup down and press on, I'm honestly, there's inside of me is terrified. That, every time, no matter how many times I use it, I always think of it going in my face. I looked such a mess. And for months afterwards, I was finding flecks of juice on the ceiling and the blinds everywhere where I'd missed it.
Yeah, but again, as we said earlier on with hurting animals, worth it for the Insta likes. Am I right, guys?
I mean, do you know what? The video went viral and I got about 1,000 new followers on Instagram.
Wow.
I put it on Instagram and just, it went nuts.
You're
and
a one-woman Darwin Award. I love
it. People like Ninegag were going, can we post your, like Lad Bible, can we post your video? I was like, okay, fine. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Share it, like, if you want.
It was very funny. Wow.
In the end. Did you not see it? You need to see
it. I didn't see that. No.
It's a shame you didn't actually get the moment.
It's on your stories, though, because it's gone now, right? If it's on stories, or is it still there?
No, it's a highlight. I've put a highlight. But the worst thing is that a few people... When it ended up on the Daily Mail, of all the things it could end up on, and people... There was one comment which said, definitely did this on purpose. What a fucking
never
knob.
Read the comments.
Why would you break your own Nutribullet?
I'd potentially risk blinding myself as well because it went in my eye and it really hurt. Why would I do that?
Yeah, because people just sit, go on the internet, and all they ever write to about anything is, yeah, really.
Definitely did this on purpose.
Unbelievable. Listen, Kate Lawler, I feel like we could talk for hours more about all the stuff you've bought on Amazon, but it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing all this. And you know what? I hope you use your Microsoft Office 2004 to write your life story. And we call it Kate Lawler Shits in the Woods in Amsterdam.
Deal. I've loved going through it. Do you know what? It's been quite a nostalgic afternoon.
Aww. It's a good way to take a long, hard look at yourself. Kate, we can find you on the Instagram, on the Twitters. Kate Lawler, is that what we look for?
Kate Lawler on Twitter, the Kate Lawler on Instagram.
And you're on Virgin Radio every
four
day.
4 till 7.
4 till 7. Actually, you probably need to leave now because you're going to be on the radio in a minute.
I need to go.
Don't say that word on the radio. Sam Baines?
Hello, I've got a book out, buy it, it's on Amazon, it's called Harriet versus the Galaxy. Also, please subscribe to our podcast and tell all your friends and tweet about it at ToasterPod.
At ToasterPod.
With a D.
Yes.
And give us 5 stars, only 5 stars, nothing else is acceptable.
And we're going to do a Christmas special soon. We've got a couple more episodes to go between now and Christmas with some brilliant guests booked. And then the Christmas special is me and Sam are going to look at each other's Amazon purchase history.
Exciting.
Sam hasn't really agreed to this yet, to be fair. Have you agreed to this?
No, I bought some dodgy things on Amazon.
Yeah. I look forward to this episode.
There you go. That's
can't
what's
going
to happen. Everyone's going to be listening to it on Christmas Day once they finish their murder mystery.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. You are thanks, free. Guys. Yeah, all I want, baby, just a little kiss from you. All I want, baby, just a little kiss from you. All I want.
greatbigowl.com.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before. These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Suppose Martin Hurley bashing her head like this.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up with a novel on the top.
I think I'm like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Big Owl.